A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Paternity leave. The UK's Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, recently announced government proposals for revising the paternity leave arrangements for new dads. This proposal could see dads getting up to 10 months paid leave after their babies are born by allowing parents to divide the existing year's maternity leave between them. Unless you actually run a small business, I can see a lot of merit in these proposals. It should help our youngsters to get off to a better start in their young lives, as well as helping to ease the stress of having a new baby in the home for both mum and dad. Babies are the hope and future of any society. And, as a teacher, there were few things more exciting for me than to help and watch very young children grow and develop in confidence, gain knowledge and understanding, and an awareness of other people and their environment. After all, whether we have our own children or not, all children are the hopes and dreams of our futures. Over the years, these values have been recognised and supported in most civilised societies, who have felt that a collective investment in children is an investment in society as a whole. Sadly, as we've seen recently with the increase in tuition fees in the UK and the erosion of the principles of free education for all, these values appear to be under threat or, depending upon the colour of your politics, are requiring readjustment to meet changing fiscal needs. Baby bonds and grants that used to be given to newly born babies in both the UK and Spain have been withdrawn in both countries in recent months in response to the global recession. Although some families may not need these grants, it was an indicator of the value and hope that we place upon all children, and is symbolic of a collective hope and determination that all children should have a good start in life. However, all is not lost. The Canarian government has recently announced economic assistance for parents expecting more than one child, which can financially break a family. Parents will be given up to €1,200 for each child per year until the children are 10 years old. The actual amount given will depend upon the number of children born and the family's earnings. Maybe both new schemes do not answer all the need, but at least it's better than nothing and continues to recognise the value of children to society. So what has all this to do with the new arrangements for paternity leave in the UK? Well, contrast these recent developments to the births of babies in the Canary Islands just a few generations ago. After the birth, mum would be expected to resume work and normal household duties right away, whilst dad took to the matrimonial bed for a few days to recover from the birth and to receive relatives, friends and neighbours who were no doubt anxious to meet the new baby. This local custom was seen as an important step for dad to bond with a newly born baby, as well as a social occasion to welcome the new child into the world, and was no doubt an excuse for quite a few toasts. And whilst mum was scrubbing the floor, no doubt. Somehow, I don't think modern dads will get away with this kind of behaviour nowadays, even if it is called paternity leave. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.